All right, we're now recording, so anything you guys say will be used when I cooperate with the cops. This is Clean Laundry, episode 10. I'm actually very proud. I didn't think I would make it this far. Today, I'm with... introduce yourselves.
Shadow.
Soup the Chef.
Yeah, so I was actually going to have these guys on separate episodes at different times, but shit just goes that way. Like I usually do... I start the podcast with talking about the weather, which Jordan found hilarious because nobody can feel that shit. But the reason why I do that is because I feel like the weather might affect people's moods.
It does.
That's my theory. Yeah. So I want to see like how episodes during this shitty ass time sounds versus how it's going to be in the summer and shit like that. It's 44 degrees. And cloudy. It was sunny when I came out. Here we go, Steve, already. We just started.
Steve on that
yeah,
shit.
He
55 seconds. Good old Steve in this shit. Hold up. See, last time I told you, like, one episode he drove a semi.
Steve
I
don't know about do this. Everything.
Problem is, Steve be working on, like, cars and shit, so he just be, he needs big-ass trucks to haul him. I mean, you saw all the boats and shit under here, so... Yeah. This is what it is. God damn, he's taking forever.
This is a long ass motherfucker.
Bro,
ride
he like joyriding and shit, doing donuts in the lot.
Imagine your mechanic just doing donuts in your car.
Yeah, he wild.
Damn, now he's setting signals up, all type of bullshit.
I'm not cutting this shit out either. A professional podcast would. God damn it, Steve.
This gotta be him reversing.
Oh, it definitely. Bro, hold on, stop. All right, and we're back after that bullshit. I don't even remember what the fuck we're talking about. It's probably the weather or some shit. Who cares?
It was like 44 degrees or something, but yeah. I like this weather a lot, actually.
Why?
I don't know. It's like, because when I was in AZ, it's like they really don't have seasons
much. That's right.
And like spring really didn't exist because like it feels like a summer here. So whatever I was used to as far as summer goes was in my mind during that time. So and spring is like my favorite season. This is like perfect.
But the heat was more bearable when I went to Arizona than here.
Yeah, it's dry heat. Yeah. So like you don't get no humidity. So
I would rather
I totally get it.
Like 104 over there, I'd rather do that than 88 here. Just because of the fucking humidity.
Definitely.
Ugh. All right. Actually, you know what? I never checked with my guests. Like, how you guys been?
Yeah, I've been pretty good. Just trying to get life back together, basically.
That is the fucking theme of this podcast, is trying to get shit together.
I'm cool. Yeah, just been working a lot, figuring shit out.
Any, like, personal goals? Because I was just thinking about that a lot as I was working off, like, 3 hours of sleep, like, in a delirious state. It was just, like, personal goals I had.
I'm just trying to get better at saving bread, and I want to do something. I want to stop working for somebody eventually. Like, yeah.
That's definitely a goal.
Yeah, I'm probably trying to just get my own spot, so then I'll be able to have my alone time and be able to find whatever else I can get into.
Yeah, mine was, well, all that stuff for sure, but, like, the main one that I've been working on is, like, two things. So... For the last few years, I've been feeling like friendships, relationships, like all that kind of stuff, family, all that stuff has just been like shitty. And like, obviously the common denominator and all that is me. So it's like shit that I need to work on to improve all that shit. And then more on like a smaller scale, I'm just trying to go one day without sharing my opinion when nobody asks for that shit. And especially when it's a negative one. Cause bro, like, people will not say nothing, and then I'll just, like, share my opinion on some shit. And it's always, like, negative, too. And it's just, like, I don't, like, I just gotta go one day.
Why do you think that is? Like, why do you find a problem in it?
Because, like, who the fuck asked me? That's the main thing. It's like, why? Like, you guys just be chilling and talking about, like, movies. I'm just like, you know what I fucking hate? It's just, like, why do I gotta...
I mean, it's a conversation piece, like...
But it's like based off negativity. Like, why always gotta be negative?
It's a negative world we live in. Like, who
it
cares?
Is big,
like,
negative. I'm pessimistic, and I think there's good in that. I was just talking to this girl too, where I was like, I need to find one of those jobs, because there's jobs where people specifically hire you to look at the bad, like to find out the risk and the moves and stuff, because people are usually optimistic, like, we can make this much money, we can do this, and they need like a consultant or whatever it's called to be like, yeah, but if it goes wrong, we're gonna lose this much money, we could do this, we could end up in this lawsuit and blah blah blah. I feel like anytime somebody makes a good decision, they keep in mind the negative and the positive, and sometimes it's hard to look at the opposite when you're one way. Like, if you're positive, it's hard to look at negative. If you're negative, it's hard to look at positive. So should look into that in the future. Get hired just to like spew negative shit. That would be kind of cool. But yeah, that was the goals, whatever. Fuck that.
I feel like I appreciate that in a way, because like, as long as you're not a dick or unlikable in the way you do it, it's necessary in a way. And like I said, it creates dialogue and stuff, so.
Yeah, but sometimes I feel like, not sometimes, a lot of times I feel like a dick. So it's just like, just interacting with people in general, I need to work on. I feel like if you watch me, I'm an obnoxious person, but it probably seems like I do it on purpose, and I like try not to, so I'm just working on that shit.
What do you mean by obnoxious?
Well, like I said, one of the ways is like coming out of nowhere and sharing my opinion, not some negative. Like, that's obnoxious. It's like, bro, especially when other people subscribe to it. Like, I remember sometimes on Twitter, people would just be like, shh, just let people enjoy it. Like shit like that. Or it's like, you know, people are happy about AirPods, so like, I don't have to like come on and shit on AirPods. Or people are happy about, I don't know. And I'm just like, fuck that. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes I could just let people be happy about shit, even if I don't agree with it.
Yeah, I feel
so. It's like trying to navigate and find when it is appropriate and when it's not, like stuff like that. Still fuck AirPods, but I can see the use in them. Yeah, but also, if you own AirPods, I hope you lose one of them.
I don't give a fuck about no AirPods.
Fuck an AirPod.
I'm definitely getting some soon.
But I might get the black one. So.
See, but like, especially in your case, I can see, like, if you're cooking, obviously you don't need a cord around, so it makes perfect sense for you to have wireless shit.
And I'm just terrible with corded headphones. Like, I always short them out, or like, well, I can't charge my phone when I have my headphones in.
Yeah, well, I mean, they got the adapter piece for that.
That's like 30-40 for that extra piece of shit.
Bro, you better go on Amazon and copy for $8. What are you talking about, 30-40? Yeah, if you go through Apple, yeah.
Target or some shit.
Amazon products, though, they last pretty well. Like, the iPhone cords I bought, like, the Amazon brand, that shit lasted me, like, 2 years. I bought a 4-pack for $12 and gave away, like, 3 of them. And just been using the same one for 2 years now. So, I mean, if you, all you gotta do is look at reviews and you'll get good.
Did y'all see this shit about the AirPods though? I think it was about, it caused, some of it caused like some type of cancer because of radiation. That's what
I'm like. I was saying, I don't trust the Bluetooth waves being that close to my
head. Because they all in your head the whole time. So.
Because they said that back in the day about cell phones too. Like the waves it emits, not good for your head. I mean, we carry this shit in our pockets. That shit's probably not good to be around our groin and shit. Like,
we're immune.
I just think we're all gonna get I shouldn't say that. I feel like everything nowadays gives us cancer, so it's just like, we can't be too particular.
They be finding a lot of food, meat. I'd be like,
I remember I seen a story that if you got a bottled water, like a plastic bottle of water, and you let it in the sun too long, that some kind of chemicals get emitted off, and that can lead to cancer. It's just like, they give you medicines for certain diseases you got, and that could give you cancer as a side effect. It's just like, I don't know.
It's everywhere. So
that shit wild.
It's probably natural selection. Like, they're not supposed to be this many people. We're not supposed to live this long. So then cancer develops to off us. Because what? People were living to what? Like, age 30 back in the days? That's why they were having sex and having kids at like 14. Because they knew they were going to die at 30.
They had to reproduce like a motherfucker.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know what it is. Somebody's going to say is, no, I'm not going to get into conspiracy theories. Not this episode. We'll say that.
I enjoy conspiracy theories.
Like this one, like, I enjoy conspiracy theories if they're interesting, but this one is like population control. It's like, yeah, it's probably a thing.
Oh, definitely.
That definitely is.
Yeah, so it's like, it's not an interesting, fun one. Off topic though, I was talking the other day about Pimp C, and like, when I was like 14, I would watch so many conspiracy theories on Pimp C and like his death and why they killed him and shit like that. I had to stop watching those videos though, because that shit got me so paranoid.
I remember when he died, and like, I heard like 5 different versions of how he died.
Yeah.
And I was like, somebody said he got his throat cut. Other people were saying it was a lean.
Yeah, overdose on lean.
People were saying it was the government and a couple other things. And I was just like,
damn, I didn't even hear about those.
Yeah. The first one I heard was him getting his throat cut. So I just ran with that one for years. And then when I heard me and my drink, and I was like, wait, Pimp C died of an overdose?
Yeah, that's what, because like when Wayne was going through his whole thing, they were just like, bro, chill, you're going to end up like Pimp C. We don't want to lose somebody else to that. I remember watching those videos though, and just like all the shit he was like fighting against and talking about and all that shit. Even a video surfaced recently, and he was sitting next to Bun B, and he was talking about there's weirdo shit going on in the industry, entertainment industry, and like watch out for that, and he'll never be in a train fucking next to some dudes, like they try to set you up like that. That's not the first time we heard stories like that. Yeah. I remember they say years ago when Justin Bieber was still like a
when he was at his peak, basically.
Before he got into trouble, yeah.
Before he was on the lean and all that extra shit.
I remember a story leaking where he was, like, running through the streets, like, in a frenzy. He was, like, frantic. He was trying to, like, tell people that he was in some meeting, and it was, like, these, like, higher-up people, and they're trying to get him to do, like, weird stuff with kids on camera so that they'd have something against him if he ever tried to blah, blah, blah. And I've heard that before with like Jay-Z or something too. Like there's in all these different entertainment industries, I keep hearing the same stories about like weird sex parties. And they do exist where it's like a bunch of rich people like just pay and watch women like have sex or do like weird shit to them. And then if you want to be down with them, you got to do something on camera so that they have something against you.
They want that control.
They want the blackmail. Yeah. So I don't know. It was weird stuff like that. They brought up the video when Pimp C was talking against that shit. Bun B was looking like quiet and nervous, and then Pimp C died. And they brought up a video of Tupac where he was talking the same shit, and Snoop Dogg was next to him, and he was looking quiet and nervous, and then he was killed. So it was just like,
yeah, I used to OD on those videos,
bro. I used to go in,
especially when that. Oh.
Like I just remember, like I think it was like 2009, 2010. When everybody first heard the word Illuminati.
That's what I was just about to say.
I was like at first I was just super pessimistic about it. Like, y'all don't believe in coincidences? Like, y'all are so stupid.
Yeah.
Then I watched one of the videos and I was like, man,
this is crazy.
This is a sick world we live in. But like, that's one thing I don't understand. Like, I think if you have your money your whole life and you stay rich, I feel like you're more inclined to be into sick shit. Cause like I look at all of us and it'd be like, if we got rich, I think we would just be on some chill fun shit. Mm-hmm. Like, where does wanting to be in a sex party or watch people do crazy shit come from? And I think it's just like, you gotta be like born rich and be rich forever to be
in some weird shit. What were you about to say?
No, that was the same shit when I was looking into the YouTube videos about the Illuminati. Because at first, I'm like, man, this ain't real. And then they just got to going too in-depth about stuff.
Yeah, it's just start lining up. You're like, wait a minute.
The videos with the rituals and how the checker. But I'm like, yeah, it's too much.
So going to what you said where they probably risked their whole life, I think that's true. Like, it was, I don't know if life's been too easy, so it's boring. So they have to look to spice it up. Again, I don't know why I was talking about this before, but I remember listening to a podcast. And it was like a mistress from a sex dungeon in New York. And she was saying that a lot of her clients would be into like some extra shit. Like they would call her up and be like, I want you to work out or like run some miles and don't shower. And then when I get there, like step on my face with your sweaty feet, like shit like that. But those clients would be like Hasidic Jews. And so they'd have to have like whack ass sex, which would then lead them into like exploring some like really extreme shit. Like, it was like two extremes. Cause I can't remember if that's that culture, but I know one of the cultures, they can only have sex like through a sheet.
That's
a, like they lay the sheet over the woman. They only have like the slit open. And they have sex through that. So it's like, if that's the only way you have sex, yeah, your mind's probably gonna go some weird places. You're probably gonna be into like weird, like some, you know, it's so basic that you go for the extreme just to balance it out. So, yeah, I believe that with the rich shit, like, yeah, that's...
Life is all about balance.
Like the Disney stars and Nickelodeon stars, most of them fucked up right now.
and that kind of goes to that industry ring where it's like, oh man, a lot of these people got like molested as children.
So I think they was fucking that young, 14, 13. They was introduced to that sex and drugs probably.
Yeah, but by adults. Adults touching them. Because even remember that video of Lil Wayne where he's talking to who? Like Lil Twist? And Lil Wayne was bragging about losing his virginity at like 11, and they were talking about they're gonna
get brought the girl in there. Yeah,
I'm just like, what? Like that's some creepy ass shit when you think about it.
But when you a boy and young, you like, oh fuck it, I'm finna get some pussy or some shit. So you like,
that's like toxic masculinity at its peak. Like,
see, okay, but yeah, it's toxic for real. But this, my thing is, all right, if you bring the chick in and she does her thing with, like, that's still pedophile as a child. But like, my thing is, I think some of these grown men stayed in the room while the chick and the boy was doing something. That's some
weird shit level. Too.
Yeah, that's
because you like watching a kid and a grown.
Exactly, so that's some extra level.
Because like looking back on it, if like I was like 14, 13, and somebody older than me that I was cool with came in there and had a bitch fuck with me, I would be like, cool. But
unless they're in the room,
it's not right. At the same time, and especially still a child and whatever. Like,
but when you're a child, you're not thinking about right and wrong. You're just like your hormones going. You're just like, oh shit, bet. Nobody's gonna make fun of you for being a virgin now, like type shit. So yeah, I was about to say something about the rich people too. Oh, so with this like Illuminati shit, we're gonna like get off this before we get all killed and shit. But like people would always think it would be like the government as like some like an evil entity, and I kept thinking about it because I've been watching the show Billions. It's on Showtime. I was telling you about that.
Yeah, Billions.
It's about a DA, a district attorney for like Southern something. And he's like going at it with this super rich billionaire, and it gets complicated because the DA's wife works for the billionaire. But the thing in that show is the billionaire has like these trained ex Navy SEALs, whatever, who are like killers, and that will do like whatever for him just because they got the money. And so I was thinking, I was like, yeah, like we always think about the government as like this evil thing, but it's like it's made up of individuals who have like evil purposes that like twist the government into some evil shit. Cause like this district attorney, he's always talking about justice, justice, justice. To get shit done, he would blackmail other government officials, and at one point he even like throws his dad and best friend on the bus. Like he is ruthless. So it's like, I don't know. It's the people with money that you gotta watch out for. But
yeah,
we'll get off that. Before we start recording, we're talking about this story about the dude who walked in the Waffle House in New Orleans.
Yeah, I gotta know what happened with this one.
So he just like apparently, he was wearing a uniform, I guess. All right, so he's posing as a worker, just walked up in it, started taking orders and cooking, and then at the end of the shift, took $300 out the register and just left.
What the? For that's it? For $300?
That's not bad, depending on how long he worked.
Shifts.
So
that
he probably
a lot of money.
I hope he was only in there for like 4 hours or something.
He's
not
just
a full
like cooking
eight.
Eggs and shit.
Oh, so he was just in there, just
he was literally taking orders and cooking.
My and how did nobody know?
Is this, whenever I see somebody in the kitchen that I have never seen before, I'm asking them so many questions.
Okay,
like when did you start? Oh, you've worked with this person these couple of days.
Okay,
cool.
You're smart.
What all do you know? Like. That they deserved every bit of that.
So I was trying to read, like, so I read in the, because I was thinking to say that you're the, how does that happen? I gotta find that comment again, but somebody was commenting saying that it's a normal thing for in the Waffle House, apparently it's a normal thing for people from other branches to come in and work just to like fill a shift. Like it happens all the time, especially that late at night. And there was something else as to why they didn't like even think about it. But I'm assuming they're busy too. I hope so. If you're not gonna be like focused on this person, I don't know. So like, what if you're in that position though? It's like somebody weird, but then they're just making some like fire ass food.
I understand how it could happen a little, like in the way of people wanting to keep to themselves.
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
I'm not a friendly guy, so yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, I have never seen you before. Nobody else has ever seen you. Let's figure this out. But if you're getting it in, I'm still going to be like, we got to figure this out.
Yeah. I get some bags. I just be like, oh, you knew? They're like, yeah. I'm like, all right. Well, back room's over there. It's like, I'm bad. But I think, all right, so from a customer perspective, though, what if you're like doubting that he works there, but the food smells good as
business.
Shit.
I'm
okay,
not
I was about to say
paying attention to it like that.
The only thing I care about is like cleanliness.
Waffle House employees scare me, so.
As long as he washes his hands before he touches the food, I'm good. Like, if the food's good and he washes his hands, then it's all good.
I actually envy Waffle House cooks. They fast as fuck.
Yeah.
And the product they put out is impressive for the speed it comes at, so.
I haven't been since, I might have been like 13.
I ain't been ever.
I think I was like in Florida, or where was I? Atlanta, somewhere like that. I just remember the menus being sticky as shit. I hate sticky ass menus. That's a huge pet peeve when I'm in a restaurant and the menus are just sticky like plastic, and I fucking hate that. Or like when like the syrup bottles got like all kinds of grease and fingerprints all on it from the last people, which I know sounds crazy. Like I shouldn't go to Waffle Houses if I like to see. There it goes. The bonfire's out.
Goddamn, Steve.
I ain't fucking with the power.
But I won't get into detail what we'd have to do to put it back on, but it won't work from here.
Steve got us. We all right.
Yeah. That's the thing. He's like the protector. He makes noise, but he protects us from all the vagabonds. So
all this extra BS.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, that's why I loud the sound or whatever. But yeah, with the I don't know, with restaurants, that's a big pet peeve of mine is like cleanliness. That's like hotels. Like if it doesn't have a clean bathroom, then I hate the room. If it has a clean bathroom, the room could be whack itself, and I'll be happy. Like that's a huge point to me. Especially if it has like a cold ass shower, like a really nice shower. And like, granted, most of the time when I go to hotel or when I book hotels, mostly it's to be like with a girl here. I don't be doing that all the time. Don't like make it seem like I do that. But the few times that I have, it's been with like chicks or whatever. So, you know, nice shower, clean bathroom, stuff like that. Like I really care about. I don't know, like, y'all got any other,
For the hotel?
It
depends on the chick, really. Like, if I'm just trying to get in and out, then I'm not finna be trying to book no 5-star breakfast in the morning. I might even leave.
Are you talking more about, like, pet peeves that,
like
weird pet peeves we had, like you said?
Well, for hotel, I'm trying to think of, like, I can't think of the word right now. It's like the least amount of things you're willing to deal with before you say I'm not fucking with it. Why can't I think of this word? I don't know. Fuck. See, this is why I want to be professional. I can't think of words on a podcast. But like,
say the definition of the word again.
So it's like the most amount of shit you'll put up with before you're like walking away from it.
Patience basis, cause kind of some pertaining to that.
It's a word for that list of.
Tolerance?
Tolerance, yeah. What are your like tolerance levels, I guess? Like what's on your list of what you'll tolerate and not?
I'm pretty tolerant with certain things like hotels. Like ideas, as long as they have breakfast, internet, and it doesn't smell bad, I'm fine.
Yeah.
I try to be realistic with price points. Like I do that like everything, but especially hotels. So if I'm getting like a $50 hotel room, yeah, I kind of know what it is. Like it's not gonna be the nicest.
But it still gotta be clean at least, and not.
Yeah, I'm not fucking with the toilets that got like a ring around them. Like our bathtubs that look like I'm gonna get athlete's foot if I step in it. Even though, yeah. So I don't know. I don't even want to say this. Oh, this will be a good test. So I've never searched on this phone. The hotel that I liked that I tried recently was Alof. When I said recently, it was last year. But Alof, it was just really nice. The bathroom was cold as shit. Like, the rooms were real nice, all
with
that.
With the little curtains. I love Alof.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. So this would be interesting to see if I get any ads on my phone for Alof in the next few days. I'll report on that later.
Oh, you do that too?
That happens all the time. No, I've been telling people
like
about that.
Whenever I'm, like, chilling and watching YouTube videos, mm-hmm. like listening to music,
yeah.
I always say the song I want to hear next or soon, so it pops up in the related. I always do it.
I've thought it in my head to see if it would go through, and sometimes it works, so that kind of concerns me too. I mean, I'm pretty sure they can't read our minds, but I won't put it past them.
Not at all.
Because, like, earlier today, I'm not a big J. Critch guy, not because I don't like him, it's just I haven't checked out his music, but on Trail Snap, I heard that song Peso, and I liked it a lot, so I added it to a playlist, and I was like, oh, I want to hear that song. Like, in my head, I'm just thinking, like, it'd be nice if Peso came up next, and then that shit came up next, and that happened with, like, a Tyler song a few days ago, and I'm just like, I don't know about that.
They definitely got microphones and all our phones.
They definitely listen. That, dude, I've been like concerned too, because like my grandfather is getting really up there now, and he's, you know, kind of not all there sometimes.
Yeah.
So sometimes he'll get mad at the press. I'm not gonna say anything just in case you're listening, but he'll say like, "Man, somebody needs to JFK him or something." He'll say like stuff like that in detail. I'm like, "Yo, you gotta chill." Like they're like, I start stuffing my like phone in my pocket, trying to like crinkle it up so they can't hear shit. I'm like, "Yo, you gotta relax." Like, they about to bust through the door.
And some people gonna be knocking at your door randomly one day. What the fuck?
Like, dog, I'm not with that. I really don't be trying to play the government. Like, I don't fuck with that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand how people do tax evasion and shit. Like, the IRS is always gonna get their money. They, we talked about this last episode.
Fuck them. I owe some money.
You said only like 50 though. That's not terrible.
Yeah, it ain't bad.
Want to pay that.
Yeah,
definitely, especially for the 50. Just pay that.
I just hate how all that shit is just made up. Like, somebody made all this shit up.
That's like how I feel about life in general.
Yeah, the government is
that shit is fake.
The government of life is the biggest scam ever. But we're not gonna do that on this podcast.
Yeah, we.
Speaking of scams, I'm saying, Derek. Damn, I had to bleed that out. Actually, no, it's fine. I was telling him that I had a bill from college, tuition or whatever. It was like $250. So I'm like, oh, I can handle that. That's not bad. Then I got another thing in the mail last week. They added another $350 to it. So now I owe $6. I'm like, what the fuck? It was like under tuition and housing. And I'm like, I don't fucking live here. Like, it's bullshit. And then the way now, before you could buy books for cheap, but now they force you to buy books online to even do the homework. Mm. So they get their money. I was talking to some classmates too. One of the classes I had, the professor used his own book. And we were forced to buy it. And I was like, how is that not an ethical breach? You're gonna like make a book and then force us to buy the book to do the homework? That shit was like 100 too.
And then you probably couldn't return it, or like,
it's useless after that. Cause the thing is, this is how they really get you. So you can't even sell it off to a kid.
That's what I was gonna say.
Each book comes with an access code, and the access code is used to do the homework. So who wants to buy a book without the access code? It's like, what the fuck am I buying the book for if I can't get on the homework?
It's so, another scam, basically.
Big ass scam. I was like, it's my own fault for being in school 20 years for one degree that I have to keep paying these fees. I should have been done paying that shit. One thing I've seen people talk about, I don't understand why this is a debate, is, so you know the little assorted box of chips.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? With the little fun size bags, Doritos, yeah, and all that.
30, 24 packs.
The barbecue pack.
Yeah, or like, let's assume they're regular for right now.
No. I'm saying they like,
they come in different ones, like barbecue, spicy, all that shit.
No, I call it the barbecue pack because you always see them at like barbecues.
That's where you pull up. Okay, yeah. Man, that should be at home for me. Yeah, that was like school lunch shit. I don't understand why people don't leave the Fritos for last.
Oh yeah, them definitely last. I'm taking Doritos first, and then Cheetos.
Plain Lays are definitely always last.
And usually, if I eat those, there's like nothing else to snack on.
There's nothing in the house.
Exactly. So okay, we all agree because there's people trying to fend for Fritos, especially the plain ones.
Unless they was chili cheese, and I had like
they're going plain.
Oh yeah,
plain Fritos are only good with salsa. That's the only
salsa or chili
time I see myself eating them.
That's right. They do have their own brand.
When
of,
I'm not starving,
they do have their own brand of salsa and shit too, and like cheese dip and all that. So they know. Even Fritos, like the chili and whatever, like
chili cheese,
it's still not that good. You'll be overhyping that.
Yeah,
shit
by itself. Yeah.
No matter the corn, the chip they use for Fritos is just corn chips, so damn, it's gonna dry your mouth out. So you can only eat so much of them.
It's dry as fuck. But yeah, people were really arguing that was like a top three chip and shit, though. So I was just
they drunk.
I was disgusted with that. What would be your top three, I guess? Let's keep it in the Frito-Lay brands, like Doritos, Cheetos.
Can you go back
Lay's
to chips that got banned or like aren't even here anymore?
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
My number one is automatically Cheez-Its. J's, you remember the clear bag?
I forgot about J's.
Those were the best hot chips ever.
Oh, no. You're talking about the gas station chips.
Yeah,
no,
the
don't
Cheez-It.
Count that. No, don't count
what?
That. That's its own. That's its
no,
own
those were J's. Those were J's.
They were J's?
J's,
okay.
Yeah. And it was in that clear bag.
Okay, that and then what other two?
I say hot fries.
Oh, yeah.
And then Doritos. I don't know
what flavor. Like, you can't just say Doritos. It's too many flavors, and this is important because the way people rank Doritos differs too.
The old spicy nacho, spicier nacho when we were kids.
I do love the spicy nacho. Yeah, I'm not mad at that. Earl, top three.
Three, that's tough. Hot fries.
That's a good list already. I love hot fries. I feel like we had no choice but to love it, though. That was always, like, the middle school, elementary school, high school snack. It was just, like, can't go wrong grabbing a bag on the bus.
Yeah, hot fries or hot Cheetos.
You know what I used to hate, though? You, like, especially middle school, at school languages or whatever, and they had, like, a store inside the school. Cop some hot fries, go on the bus. Everybody on the bus wants them. Oh, we're boys.
Hot fries hit different when somebody else buy them.
It does. Okay,
I will say that they hit different for some reason.
What hit different?
Hot fries.
When it comes to somebody else, buy them,
they hit different.
I swear the smaller bags hit different than the big bags.
They do. There has to be like an oxygen level or something with the bags. Because
it seemed like the bigger bags are like more thicker.
They're softer.
Yeah.
They're softer, but they're almost like sweeter. It's like a sweeter spicy.
They don't put as much sauce on it.
The smaller ones are redder. Like they have more.
The more chili on it. Okay, I thought I was tripping off that. Yeah. I definitely
agree
with that.
That's how it is. They always do that shit.
Yeah, it'd be hot fries, either Funyuns or salt and vinegar, because I can't decide on one.
Regular Funyuns?
Yeah.
I love the hot flaming Funyuns.
I do too, but
did you have the steakhouse ones?
I ain't try those.
Yeah,
those were fire too. Yeah.
Yeah, I fell in love with Funyuns in like middle school because they used to sell them for some reason.
You sell them the dollar bags, whatever, or $1.49, whatever the fuck.
They just sold them at like lunch.
Oh, I thought you said you sold them.
So there's probably them a la carte.
Yeah, like a la carte bags. And I probably say that. It's these like Buffalo Ranch Doritos.
I know them was old school. No, I know. Okay,
ones.
That was the like ones that are
old recipe, but they changed the flavor around.
And the chip is like thicker.
They more brought sauce. That like the last 3 years or something.
I would say like five, maybe. Because
they had a couple different kinds of the Jacked.
I'm not gonna lie, the Flamin' Hot Doritos has definitely.
Those are hot, too hot
lately
to me.
They've been like one of my favorites.
Those are good. Because you can still taste the nacho cheese in them.
Yeah. Once you get like, okay, so when you initially try it, all you can taste is the chili. As you keep eating more, then you're like,
then your taste buds,
adjusts to it, and you can taste the nacho cheese and all that. Hot fries is probably up there for me for sure. Damn, I don't want to make my whole list just hot flaming though. Like that's it might be though right
that's
now.
That's what was so hard with mine.
Yeah, cause like the hot Funyuns, fucking love that. The hot Doritos, fucking love that. Spicy Doritos is up there for me. I might just go with the full hot flaming though. It might be hot fries, hot Funyuns,
hot
Doritos. Hot Doritos over hot
Doritos.
Funyuns.
Okay.
And then hot Funyuns, yeah. I don't know. Have you guys ever sold snacks in school?
I did when I was in middle school. Snacks. I mix up some snacks like Pringles mixed with hot Cheetos. So people would be like, oh, I want this. Put them in a baggie. So they would buy that shit for $1.
That.
So I was giving them a real combo.
That's actually really good. I wish I would have. I always wanted to sell snacks in like high school just to afford sneakers.
Because candy was really the big
shit. But I never did. Like my big brother sold candy and stuff.
Yeah.
And we went to like schools in the suburbs. So they didn't have certain stuff like. Like now letters and stuff. So he was able to flip them for like 50 cent a pack.
Damn.
So he was just making pure profit.
Damn. Yeah, I wanted to, but Tony, he was like one of the sellers, and I was like my guy, so I didn't want to like start competition, take money from him and shit. And then my other guy too. So it's like I didn't want to do all that. It started to get like saturated too. Like toward senior year,
too many people found out.
The smart people though, they would have specialty items. So like Maul, he would have the Kool-Aid Jammers. Only he had those. So if you wanted those, you go to him. I don't know what to call him, but Eric, that's fine. He had those fruit snacks, what was it, like the Kellogg's, whatever? It's like strawberry, berry, wild berry, all that shit. So if you wanted those, you had to go to him. And then I forgot what Tony had. He had a lot of like the classics, so like Snickers and shit, and they like stayed away from that. So I don't know, there's ways to do it. It's just I wasn't like creative and stuff.
Yeah, Fruities was a big one at my school.
That's what I was
they was,
say.
Cause I think there was like a 1 cent too, in the hood. Right.
My sophomore year, like, for some reason, the gas station by my house was like the only people that were selling fruities.
Damn.
Like in a bag. So I just buy a bunch and just flip them there.
The come up on them was real, because you can get them for like 1 cent, 2 cent up for one piece.
See, that's how I remember fruities being sold, is like individual, you just take a few and they charge you for that.
And then the gas stations caught on and start putting them shits in the bag already.
Yeah, like, yeah, fuck yeah. That. The little, yeah, the bags are that too. But now you can go to Woodman's, they got like a fat ass the jars, pound or yeah. whatever. And it's just like, damn, like, you could have made some money for real with that. Like, if it was back then. I don't know why I brought that up. Oh, elementary school. I actually used to sell Lunchables in K-5 to, like, fifth graders. And I would sell it split up. So, like, stack of cheese would be, like, $2. The ham is better, so that's, like, $3. The crackers were, like, $4. I think I'd always keep the juice and prize no matter what. But if they really wanted it, then it'd be $5. And then I would just use it to buy Pokemon cards. I used to really, man, I used to.
He was hustling.
I used K-5. To cop so much. My mom was a teacher for, like, third grade. And the cars would get, remember back in the days, cars would get confiscated. At end of year, I'd take all that shit. Then, when she'd be cleaning out her classroom, all the other teachers would too. So I'd go all those classrooms, help them clean up. They'd pay me in the confiscated Pokemon cards. So I had like just the fat ass collection, all kinds of rare wow. shit, all kinds of like whatever.
It was sick.
I came up.
Because no whack Pokemon cards ever get confiscated, so.
It's always the fire shit, because you're always like,
they bringing the fire shit, yeah. Yeah. They was bringing them holographic Mewtwo's and Mew's.
Ancient Mew, yeah. You're not bringing whack shit to school because you can't flex with that. So it's like, all that shit that was getting confiscated was just fire. I think I came up on some Yu-Gi-Oh too. Like, I think I came up on a holographic Red Eyes Black Dragon. Like, just fire. So, yeah, that was the only time I did, but I wish I would have done it in high school. That would have been nice. What was he talking about? Oh, Derek, you overhyped the fuck out of... I keep calling you that. Fuck. You overhyped the fuck out of those, churro,
The churro cinnamon.
Bro, that shit is regular ass cinnamon.
That was fire. I don't know what it was.
Yo.
But I ate it without milk, so it was still... It was fire to me.
I ate it without milk, too. I need to eat it with milk to see if that changes it.
Churro is just a cinnamon sugar dessert, right?
Yeah, rolled in dough.
Cinnamon yeah. Toast Crunch is just cinnamon just, sugar.
I said they exactly. put.
Why would you expect?
They put extra. They put extra cinnamon and shit on there. You know that though. They put way maybe a little more. Bit.
So when I was in the store, I was looking at it. I'm like, and I was thinking like you. I'm like, this is the exact same shit. I was like, but fuck it, I'll try it because worst case scenario, it's just normal Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Best case, it tastes you know different. And I always buy it anyway, so I was like, fuck it, I'll just try it, same price, all that shit. And I was just like, man, this is the same ass shit.
Like, they should have just called it like Super Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
That would have been smart. I feel like, I gotta look that up real quick. I thought there was like a weird flavor I saw before.
Because the only other ones I had, the strawberry, was it strawberry? I think they got a strawberry or apple French toast one for Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah, they got the strawberry.
The strawberry one is fire.
No, I forgot about that shit is trash. The what? Apple French toast or whatever.
The apple? I don't remember
that
the
shit,
apple.
Apple flushed it down the toilet.
Was good to me. Crazy. The other ones I haven't had yet.
What?
Hold on, I gotta look that up because
I had the other ones that they were showing like that powdered donut one. I had that one and I had the honey bun one.
You're talking about the Hostess.
Yeah, the honey bun one just gets like that honey bun. You gotta eat those quick.
Does it taste like...
It tastes fire, though. Like, them taste like real honey buns. So, them hoes was hitting.
Damn. What about the powdered sugar?
The powdered sugars was good, too. I feel like
that would be, like,
it was
bland.
Too sweet, though.
It was. Oh, that's what I was looking at. So, they had the churro and they had the chocolate toast crunch.
See, I didn't try the chocolate toast crunch.
It was, like,
crunch
chocolate
yet.
Cinnamon. I thought that might be an interesting...
That does sound good.
That when I was going to go to Voodoo Donuts, they had something called the Mexican hot chocolate, and it was... chocolate donut with cinnamon and like cayenne pepper or something sprinkled on it.
See, I don't know how I feel about that. Like,
let me tell you something. It's not Mexican at all.
Well, yeah, that was definitely girl,
this girl at work, right? She it was Cinco de Mayo, and she always like bakes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So she bought it in two types of brownies. And one said Mexican brownies. And somehow the signs got lost, so I'm just thinking it's a table full of brownies.
Aw, damn.
And I eat one, and it's spicy. but not even like noticeably spicy. Like,
it's like it just felt like
somebody accidentally dropped cayenne pepper in his batter. Mm. I'm like, what the fuck is this? And she like, oh, they're Mexican brownies. Is that? And this Mexican dude comes up, was like, what are Mexican brownies? I've never heard of these in my life. And he goes grab the other, this other Mexican dude was like, have you ever had a Mexican brownie before? And he was like high key offended, like, yeah, yeah. Like, where did you get this recipe from? What the fuck is this?
That is some low key bullshit though. Like, oh, you throw some spicy shit, you call it Mexican? Throw some
fucking spicy. Like,
that reminds me of The Office with they wanted like Mexican food celebrate Oscar, so they had a regular Minute Maid lemonade and put a accent over the E and called it Mexican lemonade. He was just like, what the fuck is Mexican lemonade?
That was like when I think Eminem tried that shit. They had a fucking, it was like, they put like a jalapeno, it was some type of hot like Eminem. Like, it was chocolate, cause that's what they said, Mexicans like chocolate and mixing hot shit. So I don't know how that shit
I will
mix.
Say the Mexican candies though, they did have to they did used to have watermelon lollipops with literally just pepper and chili sprinkled all over.
See, I don't know why they do that a lot.
Mexican candy on my worst enemy.
Yeah, they that was
that
a,
shit hot, ain't it?
That like, was a, it's not hot, it's disgusting. Like,
it smelled the
it's chili.
Like the chili acted
like the powder, like, oh, it was just coated in
you
it.
You ever had tahine?
Yeah, that's all that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, it's basically just tahine.
Because they do that
coated
with beer.
Around a lollipop. That and shit they was, suck it on it until they get to the thing.
The like, sweet part, yeah. And that was actually Mexican candy, like it was like literally said, made in Mexico, had like the actual Spanish,
yeah, that's
whatever,
true.
And literally all the Mexican kids were like fucking with it when I went to Spanish immersion and all that stuff. I don't know how the fuck we got. I'm good on that though. I don't know. Like, that's what pissed me off with the wings too.
I hate the slap your mama.
No, those are just hot. Like, I hate when things don't taste how they should. So like, I'm not a fan of lemon pepper. Granted, I've only had it from
Wingstop. You, yeah, you definitely gotta.
What's
I think
your what?
What's my beef?
What with? Do you expect lemon pepper to taste like in your head?
So I thought there'd be like, I thought it'd taste like chicken with like maybe like a hint of like salt and lemon, like a small hint of it. You know, like when you eat like fish, sometimes a little lemon juice gets on it, like
it's like a squeeze kind of.
Yeah, like a very subtle taste to it. Ate that shit, it tasted like a lemon head. I couldn't even taste chicken. It was just pure lemon.
I know what you mean, because I worked there, so the sauce is like, it's like a sauce, and then they pour more like pepper and like lemon seasoning mixed on there. So you basically getting like that greasiness from the, that's how they making the shit stick, basically. So
yeah, like my thing is when I eat chicken, I want to taste chicken. No matter what's on it.
So yeah, I know what you mean.
Spicy chicken, fine. If it's
it was too much,
chicken,
it was too much lemon.
Lemon. That's all I could taste was lemon.
Like if they would have just put the dry rub on there and a little bit of sauce, then it would be. They probably drenched your shit.
No, it wasn't no sauce. It was just pure dry rub, and it didn't even look that covered. And I thought I was tripping, so I was with Maurice, and I was like, "You just want this shit? Like I'm good." And he was like, okay, he tried it. He's like, this shit is trash. My dad might like it. So he took that shit home. Or no, he didn't even say nothing about that. He's like, I'll just take it home. He took that shit home. He came back. He says, dad, like, went through the fridge and, like, took his wings. And he was like, what the fuck is this? Like, everybody said it was trash. So I know it wasn't just me.
You got to tell Leminsky's in today to add lemon pepper.
I'm good. You know, speaking of that, I really hope white dude with the fitted cap.
Oh, I hate it. No.
Bro, his wings are fire. Those are the best.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking you talking about the.
He's like a. He looks like he's probably in his.
The one with the beard?
He's like in his 30s. He has like kind of like a mustache. He wears glasses and like a fitted cap. He had like an extra big white tee.
Because I'm thinking about the older dude. I know you talking about the older.
He's like.
He rarely there, though. He's rarely there. Cause it's,
when I went with Omar, RJ, and Jordan, he was there. And, like, you know me, I like to try plain things to see, like, the quality of it.
Yeah.
So, I had plain, and then I had Dragon's Kiss when it was the rub. That shit, those are the best wings I ever had. Like, the grease was just, I don't know what the fuck happened. And that Dragon Kiss was, like, super fire, too. So, I went to put my shit up. He was like, oh, how are the wings? Were they cool? I was like, oh, you made this shit? Like, this is the best fucking wings I've had, like, especially from here, but like just, you know, ever or whatever.
In general.
Like, oh, I appreciate that. And he shook up with me. Like, I thought it was funny too, but that shit was fire. So I hope he's, Cause this is one I don't wanna talk shit about them. Like, man, the wings are always shit. Good there, but there's like one chef that
the wings, they ain't bring the black dude, but I ain't seen the black dude there in a minute. That's all I'm gonna say.
I think two times ago he was there and they weren't really hitting.
The other dude be making them hit though. The chunky dude, the white beard dude? Yeah.
He goes in with the seasoning though.
Like, yeah, that's what I like.
Dry rub, your shit's gonna be just.
Cause with the other people that. Though, they be barely putting sauce on your shit. So yeah. I'd be like,
so that's the thing is, if you want like
that's
sauce,
that's why I like the old dude too.
Yeah, he's saucy.
The older beard.
No, he's older.
Just the older. He'd be the one basically dropping the chicken.
He's I can tell.
Oh, I think I know who you're talking
he's
about.
He's
yeah.
the least favorite employee, but
he always wears like t-shirts or whatever.
Yeah, he always hooked me up.
I don't know if I had his. And they said there was a woman cook too, but I never had her wings.
Yeah, I never seen
I think
woman.
That's the owner, I think. They'd be cooking sometimes.
What? But yeah, I never had hers. I think they said hers were good though.
I haven't been there that much though. I think both of y'all have been to Lemansky's more than me.
I've probably been there like six
now,
times
I've been
now.
There about 8-9 now.
Yeah, I've probably been there about like 5-6. What flavors are you? I don't know. We're talking about food. Fuck it. What flavors are you getting today?
I'm probably gonna have to get either the flipping the bird, cause that's under the slap your mom. Cause the slap your mama good, but
that shit was hot.
It's too hot like, to enjoy. Like my nose sinuses yeah, getting cleared up. So
I'm
like,
taste
yeah.
any chicken. It was just pure heat.
I'm gonna say that and probably hot honey. Hot honey always a go to with me. That's my favorite so far.
What about you?
They got this. Hot barbecue flavor called Razzle Dazzle. I like that one a lot.
Damn.
Fiery Sunshine is one of my favorites because it's like perfect on flavor and heat.
Yeah.
But they had this real hot one called What the Fuck. I get it every time.
I saw it on the menu actually. I do remember that because it was just the three letters, right? It wasn't even spelled out.
And I was in there trying to be proper and shit. And I'm like, can I get the WTF? And she's like, which one is that?
It's like lame, man.
Yeah. Oh, what the fuck? And I just start cracking up. So every time I'm in there, I just gotta say what the fuck whenever I get it.
I know exactly what it is. Depending on who, cause like there's one waitress, or not waitress, barkeep. I don't know what to call them. But if you said it to her, I know she probably would have been laughing at you. No, with that Dragon Kiss though. So whatever dude made the Dragon Kiss, and apparently Dragon Kiss is the sauce, and he said. Technically, if you want the dry rub, that's called the slap your mama. But he showed me the bottle and it said Dragon Kiss, whatever. When he served those wings, I could see actual little pieces of pepper and shit on it. That was fire. But now yeah. the slap your mama we had there, the whole wing was just coated in like chili pepper or whatever the fuck.
It was hella sauce. That shit was
yeah,
fucking
so it
hot.
Wasn't, like when he made the wings, it was hot as fuck. It was still burning, but you could taste the chicken. Whereas like I don't know, this one was just pure chili. So. I don't know. I'm good on that.
Yeah, I fuck with Lemansky's though.
Yeah.
And they impressed me. Like, just being who I am and whatever. It's not much that impresses me.
Right. That's, I was gonna ask, like, does that ruin experiences for you? Like, I can go up to, like, to new places and just, you know, expect the food. Whereas you actually professionally
I like trying
cook.
New shit. But... it's either a part of me that I'm gonna overly critique everything,
yeah,
or it inspires me to where I'm like, I could do this 10 times better.
So
but
I feel like
if you
have
impress
to eat at,
me,
like, high quality
I just
want to
let you rock, you yeah. know. Like that's what I feel about Lemansky's, because like a lot of times I go to wing places, I'm like, oh, I can make wings 10 times better than this.
Yeah,
place.
Definitely.
But. When I go to Lemansky, I'm like, oh, this is good. I want to try whatever they put out next. This, that, whatever. You know?
Fair. Yeah. Because I was wondering about that. Because they said, well, like movie critics, too. Like, when you're a movie critic, you probably don't ever enjoy the. Or, like, when you make films, even, you might not enjoy the movies because you're like, that scene was done wrong. I hate that shot. They should have shot it like this. This cut was stupid. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just start analyzing shit on, like, an unconscious level. You can't even handle it. So. With the chef, I was just wondering, like, damn, like, do you not like eating at like smaller places?
No, or? I do. Like, I'm actually, I was gonna say, I'm like pretty basic, and like I eat at fancy places here and there.
Mm.
But yeah, I'm a.
You're not bougie.
I'm a diner. I like diners. I like burgers. Like, yeah, I was talking to this girl, and she was like, yeah, I hate when people go out and order burgers. And I'm like, what's your problem? And she was like, you can make that at home. Is that? I was like, but, like, look at it from another perspective. Somebody put this burger on their menu for a reason. Like,
yeah.
And, like, you can't go wrong.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong.
I can make a burger, but I can't make it to the point where a chef could. And a lot of times if I go to, like, burger places where it's a specialty, I try to get, like, different items on it. Like, a burger with duck on top of it. Or, you know, like, just something like that to, like...
Something new, yeah.
Yeah, to change the same.
Yeah, but, like, I go to fancy places here and there, and... But I usually go to places like that for inspiration.
Makes sense. Definitely makes sense. I play too much, because when you just brought up the chick having a problem with burgers, I thought about... how they probably have a problem with chicken tenders and how you can never go
she
wrong
said
with chicken
tenders. Right.
But like, I play too much because like, I almost for fun would want to go to like a fancy place, take a chick out, like when I'm still trying to get to know, and just order chicken tenders to see what her reaction is. Because women talk big shit on Twitter, like, if he orders chicken tenders, I'm gonna walk out, I'm gonna blah blah blah, or I'm not gonna fuck with him.
You try to get spicy chicken tenders, please, ASAP.
And fries.
Nope.
I want the fries too.
What is Shirley Temple? We getting big childish.
Like, dude, wait, what is it? Is that just the cherry?
The Sprite and the grenadine.
That shit is fired. Rare round, they call it the kitty cocktail.
Yeah,
or it's like the cherry
kitty
syrup.
Cocktail,
yeah.
Or Shirley Temple.
That shit is fire.
That's like so fire.
Cherry soda? That, come on.
Because that's like us ordering chicken tenders, and then what if a chick get to ordering some expensive shit? Then you be like, damn.
I mean, I don't mind. Well, only if she forced it. Like, I'll tell you.
Like, what if she do force it? Like, she'd be like, can I get an appetizer and a dinner and a dessert? I'd be like, oh,
most
hell
girls
no.
Like that have expensive eyes.
They can't eat all. That's
No. They have expensive eyes in the way of where they see shrimp, they see seafood, they see whatever. They think it's fancy, this, that. Most people don't like lobster. I'm going to just put that out there. But they like the look of having lobster and seeing lobster.
It's a status symbol.
I'm like actually one of the people that actually likes it, but
yeah,
it's overrated.
I gotta try it still.
So like certain things like that, like,
okay, so in that, do you think that they are doing that for themselves or for you? Like, do you think they're trying to order something fancier to impress you, or do you think maybe like to flex on Instagram, whatever.
It's a little bit for them and their ego, and they think they have to order the lobster or they have
fancy
to order the shrimp because they're at this fancy place and that's what we doing. Because
they don't want to go to a fancy place and order no burger. No,
it ain't about that, but it's just like,
I think it's just looking.
Most
at
people don't even like lobster, so why would you get lobster?
Yeah,
like, it's all right, but you know.
Yeah, women and their egos. Man,
you don't want to get me started on that.
Yeah, let's say we can do a whole episode on that. Do a whole episode
we
on
can
that.
Do, definitely.
That's what I wanted to do for Valentine's Day. I was sad it couldn't happen. I don't know if I ever said it like on mic, but the plan was first to have like the group chat, whatever, all the guys have like a hurt session. It was probably going to get a little sexist or whatever in there, and it was going to be funny. But then I thought I should balance it out and then have an episode with women. You know, then get their shit off, the toxic femininity and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I was gonna drop it on the same day and just, you know, two halves or whatever.
Yeah, that would have been hard.
Never got to though, cause like I mean, you see where we're at. Everybody's not fitting in this shit. And on top of that, I only got 3 mics. I know some people like Jalen, he has a fourth, so I could like use his. I know he wouldn't trip off that. But I don't know. I'll talk about it later, like, because I know people don't want to hear this shit. But I've thought about different setups where we could get like 8 people recording at once. I just don't know, like, what kind of chaos that'd be. 8 different people.
It'd be chaos. You probably have to split it up in sections so everybody don't be talking over each other.
Chaos is nice if you can manage it.
You said what?
Chaos is nice if you can manage it.
That's true. Because we've done that before, like at Q's house. The Fergalicious episode where Omar for some reason knew all the Fergie songs by heart. There was like 11 people in that room, and there was a lot of like funny shit going on, like you said, organizing it, because there'd be side conversations happening in the mics. I think we were only using like one mic at that time, one or two mics. So the mics were stressed the fuck out trying to pick up on 11 different voices. But there was some funny shit going on in those episodes. So it was like, I think a chaos episode every once in a while would be pretty funny.
Yeah.
I just don't know if it could be everybody and drunk. Like every clear night. Yeah,
that would be horrible.
That was the last time you were on mic or one of the podcasts that did drop, because there was so much.
It was so much graphic.
Yeah, it was. I'm good on that. Oh, Steve coming back in. He was quiet for a while though, so I'm not gonna complain. Hold on, let me see. Probably only gonna go for like a little while longer. It's almost been an hour. Dude, I forgot about this. Oh, wait, I should probably talk about the other one, because that one was kind of interesting. So we're talking about this story in business law, and it got into like a heated argument, and it was a story about the dead kid and his parents wanting his semen. Are you familiar with that story?
No, okay. I was not.
So there was this like kid, probably around 18 or like, you know, like freshman college level. He died in an accident. I think this is relevant, kind. I don't know, but he was Asian, and so his parents wanted to continue the bloodline. I feel like that's more of an important thing for
different cultures. Okay, yeah, I can see why.
They wanted to continue the bloodline, though. He was their only child, so they wanted to extract his semen to like later make a child for him or something to like carry on the legacy. So that, like, we were talking about that in class, and that sparked, like, a huge debate on, like, whether or not that was weird, which I think everybody agrees, but, like, whether or not people should be allowed to do that. So, like, what do you think before I get into details?
But, like, so what? Let the people do that. They want to continue their family line. Right. They only have one child. And, yeah, I understand people, who says he wants kids? That wasn't in his, but... He's dead. That's the reality of it.
Yeah.
He is dead. He has no say-so in the matter.
Yeah.
I can understand if he was brain dead and a vegetable and they did that.
Right.
That would be wrong, but he's completely dead.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay,
has no...
No, you know, he's no not coming say-so. Back. Yeah.
Yeah, like...
What about you, Derek?
Let them continue their family.
Yeah, I say it's probably more for the parents to cope with that, so then they could be like, oh, he's living through... the child, so they'll be able to be reminiscing about it. So that's probably, I don't see nothing wrong with it. It is weird, but then again,
okay, so one of the details, he said in general, he's like, one day I would like to be a dad. Not saying he like was like, oh, I'm gonna have kids, but that was like one, so that's one of the things they used. So one of the things the professor, because he likes to argue, like just to bring up different points, he was arguing that it's the kid is the parents' property. That's what he said, literally. It's their property. So they had a right to take it. But then people were saying, but it's my body. So that's kind of weird. And then he brought up, well, people donate organs and they take blood. So, like, what's that? And then other people would argue, well, my blood doesn't create life. It helps sustain a life. My organs help sustain a life. But you're creating a whole life that I can't even be in their life. Like... You know what I'm saying with that?
You have no possible way to. Doesn't matter.
They have no choice. They're already dead.
I wouldn't be... Okay, so me personally, I wouldn't be okay with this having is a thing. Kid and not being in their life.
What if he had a girlfriend, though, and their girlfriend was wanting the semen, too?
If you not knowing, though, not knowingly, you wouldn't mind.
I would haunt the shit out of them. Right? if I'm dead, leave my semen alone. Leave everything alone.
No, peep this. Say... You have a one-night stand with the girl. She gets pregnant.
Yeah.
But she doesn't think anything of it to contact you, whatever.
Yeah.
Not even considering you as the father.
Right.
But you are that child's father.
Uh-huh.
You don't know anything about this child.
Right.
You're living your life peacefully. She's not even considering you as the father.
Right.
That's okay. Because guess what? In your mind, you don't have a child. You don't even follow this girl on Instagram to know she got pregnant.
Right.
So, you're okay. Right? That's not gonna haunt you. That's not gonna mess with your conscience.
Okay, so you're saying he's dead, so it's not gonna haunt him. Okay.
Okay, yeah, that was a very good point.
It's more coming up with, like, the fact that people are messing with my body, which is ironic, because when I say when I'm dead, just bury me the cheapest way, like I'm dead, who cares? But at the same time, I don't like people farming my semen to make children with that.
But this is the thing. You don't think... or you do you think that everyone that dies or is in an accident that doesn't have an organ donor sensor or sticker, organs aren't being used?
Oh.
Because regardless of someone willingly donating their organs, if a doctor sees someone that's dead and they have perfectly good organs, you don't think they're going to snatch those out regardless of whatever is going on?
I mean, they shouldn't. I would like to hope that they don't. Saying, but yeah, I mean, there's probably some. Happening. There's black markets. So, yeah, somebody's
I'm
doing
just
that.
I'm
yeah,
that,
yeah,
like,
but that's
not knowing.
That's organs, though. Like, I'm okay if my organs are used to sustain life. I don't like the idea of somebody using my stuff to create life. Like, if somebody took my cells and started cloning, I have a problem with that. Like, I'm like, fuck that. Like Shadow was saying, what about the girlfriend? That was one thing I was brought up too. Like, well, if it's a wife and she wanted to, you know, to have a kid to live in memory, that's kind of different. Like, that's a little more acceptable, I think, in my mind, for whatever reason. People's main thing was, if this child is being created, it needs to be taken care of. So, you know, as long as the grandparents are willing to step up and care for it, that's fine. My solution, I guess, to it was, I think it should be regulated, almost.
Like, so, he had to write it in or
yeah,
something like that.
When you get your driver's license, you pick if you're an organ donor or not.
Yeah.
And you can change that any time. So I think when guys get to, like, age 16, they should kind of be forced to just make a decision. And they can change that any time, but whatever that decision last was, when they die, that's what you go off. So if you're, like, I don't want my semen to be farmed for a kid, but then you're one day you hear him say, like, oh, I might want to be a dad one day. Oh, well, he didn't change the thing, so don't use it. Or if he, you know, put it down as it's okay to do it, then go off that. Like, I think it should be kind of regulated. But in the story, the Supreme Court actually gave it to the parents and said it was okay. So they kept him on life support and, you know, they got it. And then, you know, he passed. I don't know. That's one of those weird things. Like, it's just a weird story. I don't like the idea of people messing around with my body when I'm not. I always get worried about that when I'm at, like, the dentist or some shit. I get, like, put under. I'm like,
yeah, that's what my mom don't like. That she don't even play that. She'd rather just take the pain or some pills.
Instead
of having to be completely sleep, like, doctors are looking at your body. Like, you don't know what the fuck going on, honestly.
Yeah, I always.
So that shit is scary when you get in surgery and you got to get put under sleep for hours.
Yeah. That I would feel a little better with surgery only because there'd be a whole team around me.
Yeah.
So, like, but whereas the dentist, I feel like it could be like a weirdo dentist.
He could be doing anything to you.
So I'm like, oh, I'm good. Bro, what do you think about it? It's some wild shit at tennis
court. I would just be scared to wake up.
That's what I thought.
I'd be scared to wake up mid surgery.
Damn. No.
That would be
mid surgery.
I heard about some shit like that, though.
Waking up me and nut drops, fam. Like, then it's just teabagging you and you waking up to that.
Oh yeah,
he was off for the last one, guys.
I feel like if somebody wakes up in the middle of, like, mouth surgery with nuts in their mouth and they kill the person, they shouldn't go to jail.
See, the police would be like,
just out of rage, and you're under. Yeah. It's just a reaction. You didn't even have time to wake up and
I'm getting that off because, yep, I was under the influence of laughing gas. I don't know how that happened. I woke up, reacted, and yeah, no sane judge is going to be like, oh, yeah.
What's the jury you got convinced? That's the thing. That's the tricky part.
The judge could overrule the jury's decision, so.
But he has to really disagree with them. That's one thing, I don't know, I keep forgetting that. Even though I've been on jury duty before, the case got thrown out before, luckily got thrown out before I went to trial, because I wasn't trying to sit there for another 2 days.
It was
days.
Like a no contest or something.
They didn't even tell us what it was, I think. They just said, oh, the prosecution and defense has come to an agreement. We won't get into detail about that, but you guys are free to go.
See, I never went to jury duty. I always was like, I'm at work.
That shit is trash. I will.
I think I did it once, but that was the only time I ever got, like, a letter, but I did have to work, so I didn't go.
The first time I went, I was in Stevens Point. So I was like, oh, I can't go. I'm not in the city. Like, I don't live
here. Oh, yeah, that's too far. But
yeah.
Like,
no, yeah, I was literally living in Stevens Point. I was like, I'm not driving all the way back. I didn't even have my car with me. So I was like, I'm not taking a bus just to do, like, I'm not that.
Just to do a couple hours.
I'm not that civil of a servant.
For Judge Judy, Judge O'Brown, maybe. I'm one of those. TV,
yeah. But, I think I can't remember if they said it for sure, but I think jury duty selection is linked to driving records. So as soon as I got pulled over, a few weeks later, I got the letter in the mail for jury duty. And when they're doing an instructional video at jury duty, it says something. They give us a sheet that says something about the DMV on it. So I think that's how they keep track of you. So if you ever get pulled over, keep a lookout for like jury duty and stuff that might like pop up
in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, I wasted a whole day and a half. I had to like miss exams and shit. Like, I was pissed.
Oh, yeah.
And they didn't care. We were trying to tell the judge, we're like, yo, I got like class. And people were like, I'm missing work. He's like, yeah, that's great. Everybody who's here does. So thanks for being here. Like, he didn't give a shit. Besides that, though, he was like cool as shit. So I don't know. But yeah, any last words?
Well, hopefully the birthday go right the weekend. Be 25, so I'm just trying to have a good time this weekend and just keep this good weather going, cause I ain't trying to go back to that bullshit.
I'm good on the negatives. You?
Yeah.
I'm hoping to cop some cool nerd shit at this convention coming up. We'll see.
Yeah.
Touch back on it. But all right, bye.